metteur en scène de Triangle of Sadness.
Swedish director Ruben Östlund shocked Cannes with a graphic 15-minute vomiting scene in his film Triangle of Sadness, but picked up his Palme d'Or prize with a message of how we must question inequality but keep our sense of humor.
I'm happy that the jury acknowledged the film. I mean, it's a comedy slash satire, so it's a kind of film that maybe not out of tradition wins that often in Cannes. And I wanted to do a film where I feel the audience is engaged and laughing and participating at the same time as you have a content that is thought-provoking and that you need to discuss afterwards.
Triangle of Sadness is a satirical film about capitalism set on a luxury cruise ship that later sinks. It's a dark comedy about hierarchy and how it can be flipped.
Freedom in capitalist society always remains about the same as it was in ancient Greece. Freedom
for slave owners.
I know, Vladimir Lenin.
Audiences in Cannes gave it a standing ovation for 8 minutes.
Winning the Palme d'Or twice, which is so rare, will establish Ruben Östlund as perhaps, for many people, the greatest living director working today. His films really touch upon something that we talk about a lot and we see, especially on social media, the white liberal guilt, and his films are exactly tapping into that sensibility.
A la orden, señorita.
The Grand Prix was awarded jointly to French director Claire Denis for Stars at Noon, a romantic thriller set in Nicaragua, and Close by Belgian director Lucas Dont, a sensitive coming-of-age film about the friendship of two 13-year-old boys whose bond is later torn apart.
Je vais dormir chez Rémi ce soir.
Tu reviens chez nous un jour?
Peut-être.
The jury prize was also shared between Io, a gentle film exploring the world through the eyes of a donkey.
Penso che una volta ho mangiato anche il salame. Quello vero. Carne d'asino.
And Eight Mountains, an epic love letter to friendship and nature set in the Italian Alps. This year, Cannes has celebrated storytelling. There are no car chases or special effects in these winning films, just stories, well told, that remind us of the power of independent cinema. Charlie Angela, Al Jazeera.